Sa Servus! Fairway! Fairway! Va Sa Servus! Sa Servus! Fairway! Sa Servus! Fairway!
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill.
Goodness gracious! It was a fire!
All aboard!
Hi, I'm DJ Pat. Happy Halloween to all my friends and everybody else, too.
I am DJ Smash Bang. Happy Halloween.
Hey.
Peter, are you going trick-or-treating this year?
Trick-or-treating.
What are you going to be? Are you going to dress up for Halloween? What are you going to be? Peter, do you have a costume for Halloween?
I don't know.
What are you going to be?
I have no idea.
Be a pirate? Will you be a pirate?
Arr,
be a pirate. Arr. About Frankenstein. Frankenstein's monster? What would Frankenstein say? He'd knock on the door, right?
Knock on the door.
Hello?
Halloween candy?
Give me some candy.
Give me some candy.
How about a pirate Frankenstein monster?
Pirate Frankenstein!
Pirate Frankenstein. Come on, buddy. What are you going to be? Go ahead.
Pirate Frankenstein. Arr.
What do you guys got?
Following, I'm going to beat a clown for the movie It. I got one of his masks. It's so cool. I'm going to walk around and scare all little kids and everything, buddy. Better one for your life.
Happy Halloween. I don't know what I'm going to be this year. Hey, I don't know what I'm going to be this year.
I said I don't know what I'm going to be this year.
Okay.
All right.
How's that?
Phil?
Ow.
Come on, buddy.
Yeah. Don't call me Merv.
I dress up Bob's Burger. What's up for candy?
What'd you say? You're going to dress up as Bob Seger? What'd you say?
Bob Seger? Bob Burger.
Bob's Bob Burger. Phil's going to be Bob Seger.
Bob Burger.
Bob's who?
I dress up Bob Burger.
I got it. Bob Barker.
Bob Burger.
The Price is Right. Hey, what do you think of that?
Yeah.
Peter loves it.
Price is White.
Come on down, Smash Bang.
Come on down, Smash Bang. The Price is Right. I love it. It's my favorite show ever.
The Price is Right.
Price is White.
Is that right? Or is the price wrong? What do you think? What do you think there, Smash Ball?
The price is right, Smash Ball.
I love it. Sucker.
What I'm going to be for Halloween is Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters. When you need some help, if your house is haunted, you're going to call Ghostbusters. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to call Ghostbusters.
Hey, it's a classic. I mean, you got to realize Ghostbusters have been around for a very long time.
They've been around for decades. I love that movie. It's a classic movie. I will always love it forever.
I'm surprising the three guys who actually did it are still alive. I mean, you got to admit, these guys are like, yeah.
Three of the four.
Yeah.
There were four guys.
Yeah.
Only three left.
There's only three good guys left, I know.
The guy who plays Spangler. No. Yeah.
Harold Ramis.
Yep.
He passed away.
Yeah. It's a shame that he...
It's very sad he passed away. He was such a good actor. I love him. I'm very sad he passed away.
Hey, he played in that old movie, Stripes, with
I saw that. That's a great
Murray.
Movie.
And he was super young in that one. I never thought of that.
Really young.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the guy that I believe the guy that who played Uncle Buck is in there too, John Candy.
Yeah, Mr. John Candy. He's a great actor too. He's so funny, so hilarious.
Yeah.
So Josh, you're dressing up as Harold Ramis on Halloween.
No, I'm just the suit and the.
Which one will you be though? Which Ghostbuster will you be? Will you be Spangler?
Probably Spangler, because or I can be the guy, the black dude, which is I can't think of his name.
Bill Murray.
No. I'll be playing as Ernie Hudson, which is played in Ghostbusters, and he is Winston Zeddemore.
As played by Ernie Hudson.
Hudson. Yeah.
Ernie Hudson. He's the man.
Yeah, and he's actually played in a lot of other
Ernie shows. Hudson.
He played
Ernie
in
Austin.
The Crow.
Ernest Lee Hudson is an American actor who is known as Winston Zeddemore in the Ghostbusters franchise. Hudson also played in films in Leviathan. In 1989, he played in
Leviathan,
The Hands Rock Cradle in 1992, The Crow in 1994, Airheads in 1994, The Basketball Diaries
go, Ernie,
in 1995, Congo in 1995,
Jim Carroll too,
Miss Congrately in 2000,
Ernie, yep,
and
Ernie.
The Ron Clark
Ways
story.
A wolf.
In
Ernie Austin, Ways a Wolf, man.
Okay, tape rolling anytime you want.
Hi, this is Michael Jackson.
This is Vincent Price. Michael Jackson is...
The Thriller. Do we both say it?
Say it together? I say inviting you to? All right, yeah.
Okay.
Anytime, test rolling.
Hi, this is Michael Jackson.
And this is Vincent Price inviting you to...
The Thriller.
Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize y'all's neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. The demons squeal in sheer delight. It's you they spy, so plump, so right. For though the groove is hard to beat, yet still you stand with frozen feet. You try to run, you try to scream, but no more sun you'll ever see. For evil reaches from the crypt to crush you in its icy grip. The foulest stench is in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the Thriller. Can you dig it? It's great fun.
Great anger.
Excellent work, Mr. Price.
All right.
I'm DJ Big Rig. I went on the train Sunday to North Adams to Broadboro.
Tell us about that, Jim.
We had a snack, too, on the train.
Yeah, nice. What'd you have? Turkey dinner?
No. Water and cookies.
Water?
Cookies.
What kind of cookies?
Chocolate chip.
Where did you go?
North Adams, Broadboro, on the train.
You took a train to North Adams? Or you got on the train in North Adams?
Took the train in North Adams.
And then where did that take you? Where did the train go?
right through.
Hey, North Adams. Pay attention. He said Brattleboro.
To
he,
what?
He went
Vermont?
From North Adams to Brattleboro. Listen, yeah. North Adams to Brattleboro.
What did you see on the train out the window?
All the trains. Center, right there on the tracks.
And you were talking about the conductor. What did the conductor talk to you?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
He was talking about the North Adams place. But the old-fashioned trains. Yep. I don't know what year it came out, though. They have the gift shop on the train. Yeah.
What did you get in the gift shop, Jim?
A key thing.
A key. Oh, nice.
Yep.
What does it say? Oh, I know what it says. Here, show that to Peter. He'd like to see that. Maybe, Peter, come on over here and look at this keychain. What does that say?
Trains!
All aboard.
Yeah?
All aboard.
All aboard!
All aboard.
Yep.
On aboard, all aboard. Train, choo, 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 choo. All aboard.
Okay, I got it. So far, I had a good day on there.
Any USA stuff?
Like outside the windows.
Did you see anything interesting on the windows?
Yeah.
Like what?
I saw a nice Chevy.
That's cool. I love Chevys.
Like a 15. Like a 1957 Chevy.
I believe I have that in my book. My book.
What do you call those?
Car book.
Hey. What do you call those ones? Start with the B. There you go. Berettas. What do you call those cars? Start with the B. The Chevy something.
Packin.
No.
That's what it be.
As a
Buick?
As a P.
BMW.
Buick.
No.
Bonneville.
Chevy Bonneville.
Nailed it. Yep. Nailed it. Chevy Bonneville.
So you saw Chevy Bonneville riding on the train tracks?
No, on the side of the road.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you see any birds?
See any turkeys?
This is my show. I'm getting involved. Yeah, I see lots of birds. No, this is not about the birds. It's about the train.
Choo-choo-choo-choo, Charlie.
Choo-choo! No, I'm good.
Once upon a time there was an engineer.
Choo-choo Charlie was his name, we hear.
He had an engine and he sure had fun. He's good and plenty candy to make his train run.
Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Charlie says, really rings the bell. Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Don't know any other candy that I love so well.
New York City.
couldn't let it go. Get along, sweet little woman, get along. Oh, grab a drink if you're going all night long. 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 Where did he? I'm a hoe. About a dinner, I couldn't let her go.
So a week and a half ago on a Friday, I went to the Calvin Theater in Turris Falls. I saw the AC/DC trivia cover band. They played all my favorite songs. They were awesome. They played my favorite song, Hell's Bells, at the end. I met the band members, and during the concert, I was right up near stage just dancing and walking wall and kept cheering them on. I was like, yay, go AC/DC, go AC/DC. I love you guys.
Hey, Patrick. Hey, Patrick.
Seth.
Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Seth.
Did you rock?
Yes. I walk like crazy.
Did they salute you?
Yeah, they salute me. I've been to Calvin Theater 3 times. I saw AC/DC
Calvin there. Theater or the Shea Theater?
Where? I mean, Shea Theater. I've been to Shea Theater 3 times in Turris Falls. The AC/DC trivia band. They were awesome. My experience, it felt great. I was actually at a real concert, and I just loved it. The music sounded great. Everything was just great. I took a lot of great pictures and stuff. And my roommate Chris went with me, and he was walking that way too with me.
So Chris, did he rock? He rocked as well?
Yes, he did. He walked like crazy, like me.
And did they salute him?
Yeah, they salute him.
So you guys were rocking.
We were walking, and they salute us.
Excellent, excellent.
Excellent, excellent.
What do you think of that, Josh? Jim? Josh?
I'm always into AC/DC. I mean, did they do that song, Thunderstruck?
Yeah, they did that song, Thunderstruck, and that was awesome, man.
Let's see, what else is there for a song?
They also did Who's About to Walk, They Salute You. They did that one.
Hey. Black and Black
they did too, Jim.
Black and Black.
They did that one too.
Right. Thank you.
Cool, buddy. I love that. Maximum Overdrive is a great movie.
Stephen King made that movie.
Yeah, Mr. Ooh. Stephen King made, he made a lot of movies.
We salute you. We salute you. Here's your miss.
Who made who?
TNT.
TNT, that's my favorite song.
Yeah, AC/DC has been around for quite a long time.
And they also did a song, Highway to Hell. Yeah, I was really walking out to that one. I really loved that one. That one was super great. I'll say they're fabulous.
I'm on the highway to hell. Watch out, everybody.
Do you remember that show, Highway to Heaven? Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was a great show. I loved that show.
That was different. That was different. Remember that?
I remember that. That was totally different, man.
You remember that show, Jim?
Of course I do.
What was that about?
Horses, carry wagons. It looks like Little House on the Prairie.
Michael Landon.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he was an angel in that one.
Yeah.
I love that Little House on the Prairie. That's great. It was a classic.
Little House on the Prairie.
So, excellent. Did you eat any snacks at the concert, Patrick?
Yes, I ate a bag of Dorito chips, and I had some French fries, a slice of pizza, and a chocolate brownie for dessert.
Patrick.
You got all that at the theater?
What kind of patch?
Oh, wow.
No, I got it somewhere else, buddy.
Oh, somewhere else. I'm sorry.
What kind of pizza?
Pepperoni and bacon.
Ooh, I had that before.
That's cool, Jim.
Yeah.
And you met the band, you said?
I met all the band members. I met the lead singer. I met the guitar player. I met the drummer. And they were all very nice dudes.
Excuse me, Patrick.
What's up, Jim?
What was the guy's name? Does the drums on AC/DC.
I forgot what his name is, but that's okay, though.
Did he have blonde hair?
Yeah, he had, like, dark blonde hair.
Yeah.
And that's about it. Signing out.
I am dating Smash Bang. Great movies are Superman.
Superman.
Superman flies to Ohio and China. Mega Man jumps to France. Mega Roll running South Bang.
Oh, yeah!
107.9 FM Airway Superstar.
Babe Forever.
We'll talk about Babe Forever. Great movie about dog, cat, and pig. Cheap and great time. Enjoy the movie, you guys.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah!
Have good
Halloween.
Enjoy. Great day. 107.9 FM. This is Smash Bang. About movie, Halloween. A great, funny movie. Enjoy scary movie. A good time. Enjoy the funny movie. A great, enjoy scary, funny movie.
Oh, yeah.
107.9 FM. Anyway, superstar.
My Dog Skip.
Which movie is My Dog Skip? The great movie, lots of fun, enjoy. I will have fun at funny movie.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
Anyway, superstar. Oh, yeah. 107.9 FM.
Oh yeah!
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is ABC's Wide World of Sport
with DJ Matt.
Can we test the volume real quick? I want to test the volume.
Can you test the volume?
Yeah, because I want to make sure my voice is loud enough.
You gotta talk in front of the microphone. You gotta test the volume?
Yep.
Test the volume. Test the volume. Oh, it's
too loud. Too loud. I'm talking about Wilt Chamberlain.
Willis Chamberlain?
Wilt Chamberlain. Most points scored in an NBA game was Wilt Chamberlain set an NBA record when he scored 100 points in 1962 on March 2nd of 1962 in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Wilt Chamberlain set the NBA single game scoring for the record by dropping 100 points for the Philadelphia Warriors in a win of 169-147 against the New York Knicks. And another good thing about Wilt Chamberlain, he's the best rebounder of all time, and he has the most rebounds out of anyone in his career, which I'll talk about right now. In basketball, a rebounder is defined as a player either retrieving the ball after a missed field goal or a free throw or tipping in a missed shot on an offensive play. Wilt Chamberlain is the undisputed king of the rebounds. He racked up 23,924 in his 14 career as a center in the NBA. And more facts about him. No one has still beaten his 100-point record. It's been over 60 years since, and no one has still broken it. I feel like it's not going to get broken not for quite a while, because he scored 100 points in one game, which no one has beaten yet. And the one that was the closest was Kobe Bryant with 81, and that was the closest as anyone ever gotten. So yeah, Wilt Chamberlain, I'm really happy about your career. It's nice to see that you're the best rebounder and the best just the best in general, because you scored 100 points, and God bless Wilt Chamberlain for bringing this NBA to the NBA because of all what you did for us. So thank you so much for doing this for all of us.
Close up. This is DJ Matt
This is DJ Matt signing off about Wilt Chamberlain. God bless.
This is my laboratory.
What's this, Professor?
Just something to amuse me between experiments.
What a shot.
That silly boy thinks he's going to beat me.
Why, you're Wilt Chamberlain?
Play it, man.
Wilt Chamberlain basketball. The more you practice, the better you get.
Nice and easy.
Complete control of every player. Pass, dribble, roll up the score. Even shoot from the foul line.
Now you know I never miss him there.
He's killing me.
Yeah.
Professor, I thought you were Wilt Chamberlain himself.
Silly girl.
Wilt Chamberlain basketball by Coleco. It makes you feel 7 feet tall.
7 feet, 1 inch.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One-eyed.
Well, really came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you, cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One horn?
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people, and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
I want to get a job in a rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed undercoat, flying purple people eater.
We wear short shorts.
Friendly little people eater. What a sight to see.
Oh!
And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground. And he started to rock, really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a bop. Boop-a-lap-a-loom-bam-boom.
Hey, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed undercoat, flying purple people eater.
I like short shorts.
Flying purple people eater.
What a sight to see.
Purple people.
Well, he went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead. Playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
Go, Halloween. So tonight for Halloween, I'm going to give out candy. I'm going to scare the crap out of all the kids, too.
Why would you do that?
I'm not really doing that. I'll just joke it around.
October 31st.
October 31st.
Today,
happy Halloween to everyone.
That's a good
show. And I'm going to eat a lot of delicious and yummy candy, and I can't wait.
But you got to save some for the little kiddos.
I'm saving some for them, too, of course. Because I like sharing, too. It's nice to share.
Well, speaking of sharing, did you hear about the awesome hayride at the Craze Farm?
I heard it was a lot of fun, but unfortunately, I couldn't make it. But hopefully next year, I'll be able to go to it, because I love haunted hayrides. They're so cool.
Well, this one was actually really cool, because they had all modern and old school movie monsters.
That's cool, Justin. Wow.
Yeah, but I got to see a Frankenstein. I got to see the Wolfman. I got to see Ghostface.
Cool.
I got to see Michael Myers, Jason, Freddy. I got to see everything.
I love Freddy, Jason, Michael Myers. I have all their movies.
There was even a killer clown that I knew would scare Seth.
Yes, called It.
Nope. This was a different one.
Did you say Michael McDonald?
No, it's actually Michael Myers.
Yeah, Mr. Myers. And Mr. Jason, he's my favorite horror movie villain of all times.
He's all right, but he's also only kills people with a machete. Now, if you look at Freddy, he uses different ways to kill people.
Yeah, I like that. That's cool, Jussie. He kills people in all different crazy ways.
Especially in their dreams.
I know, in their dreams, that's creepy. Pretty wacky.
Why don't you get a Sleepy McGee over there?
Wake him up.
KCW Halloween.
Now coming at you is DJ Barney.
Barney.
So maybe, oh, wait a minute. I seen one outside my window.
You guys not saying
and tonight following, I'm going to watch some scary movies, too. I'm going to watch the Halloween with Michael Myers. I'm excited. I can't wait. I'm going to watch Friday 13th, too.
Cool.
Thank you, Casey.
No, that's not Casey. That's Barney.
Thank you, Barney. That's what I meant.
Dr. Barney.
What are you doing tonight, Barney, for Halloween?
I'm not sure for Halloween. Just stay home and have fun to computer play game, play Hearthstone or Halloween game to be good.
That's cool, Bart. I hope you have a lot of fun tonight.
Yeah, it'd be a good day, and be safe. And this is songs for me, by song.
Cool, and I'm gonna be safe tonight too.
I love you. You love me.
You always.
We happy family. You can see you. Want to say
you love me
too.
Everything about you just makes me feel so good.
I love you, buddy. I give a big hug.
DJ Pat sign out.
Yep, I DJ Barney sign out.
And now, another riveting segment of Airwave Superstars Nature Calls with DJ Josh and DJ Barney.
So we're going to talk about the moose. Now the head size is about, and the head is about 7.5 to 10 feet.
Hmm. Cool. Hey, Halloween moose. Okay.
No, not the Halloween moose. It's called the moose. The tail length is 2.5 to 3.5 inches. The shoulder height is 5 to 6.5 feet.
Wow, that's a big moose, Joss.
Yeah, well, mooses are, people, when they actually see moose, yeah, they have to be careful with the car because it can literally crush someone, but especially if they're in the road. People have to either slow down, or if they do not stop, that moose will win because the antlers are so big.
Wicked Hughes, and I actually saw a moose once, and I saw a moose and Mal Wassey did once, it was pretty big, had big horns and everything. I saw it, it was standing right next to a swamp.
Moose are the largest members of the deer family. Males in autumn may weigh more than 1,000 pounds.
Wow, that's heavy, Joss.
Standing or swimming in lakes and ponds, they feed on many kinds of aquatic plants. Moose are not special small groups. most of the year.
Interesting, buddy.
In the fall, the male becomes restless and aggressive, engaging in antler to antler combat and searching for a series of males. The Calvis often twin are born in the spring. Weak at birth, those ganging unspotted creatures remain hidden, inactive in several days. Wolves on the aged and weak, but few predators can successfully challenge the health adult moose. Swim well, run easier through the snow. They pose formidable weapons in their legs. The Hoover males shed their antlers in the winter, begin to grow then again in the spring.
Wow, interesting, buddy. Cool.
This is why mooses are so interesting, because, I mean, if you actually see a moose up close, I'm sure people will be so amazed how beautiful they actually look. Yes, people go hunting for them, but the way how the moose of the antlers, you got to know how what the size of the antler is.
I know they're huge, and I love them. Mooses are so cool.
Halloween moose.
Yeah.
Halloween moose.
No, it's not a Halloween moose. It's just a regular
moose.
Just a regular moose. They don't. And sometimes, yes, some mooses don't live around here, but they live
in Maine a lot.
Yeah, I mean that. Yes, some are spotted here in Massachusetts, but you don't want to mess with a moose because, well,
they charge you to go after you. It's dangerous.
Yes.
Aggressive, angry.
Yep.
Yeah, the fall time.
Halloween candy.
Not Halloween candy.
A moose eat.
No. They eat plant. There's a special type of plant.
Yes, sir. Plants.
No.
Halloween mushroom ass.
No.
Yep.
No. All right, we're done.
What in the world is Mr. Moose? Funny, what's going on around here? Vote for Mr. Moose. For what? For president. President of the captain's place? President of school? Surely not president of the United States. I can't believe it. Mr. Moose, I have to talk to you. Whatever you're doing, come here, please.
My friends. And you are my friends. And don't let anybody tell you that you're not my friends.
Mr. Moose.
I come here today to ask you to vote for me, Mr. Moose.
Mr. Moose.
Just a second, son. I'll be with you in a moment.
Son?
As I was saying, if you elect me as President of the United States, every American will have antlers.
Mr. Moose.
Even the uncles of the whole United States.
Mr. Moose.
Same thing. We'll all live in the forest. Forest.
Mr. Moose.
And all of our friends will be bunny rabbits.
Mr. Moose!
Yes, young man, what can I do for you?
Young man, don't you have any idea who I am?
Stand up taller.
I...
Oh, it's you, the captain.
It certainly is.
Yes.
What's this nonsense about you running for president?
Well, it's a free country. Why can't a moose be president?
Well, I don't know why a moose... No reason. Of course, you have to be 35 years old to be president.
35?
Right.
Do people really get that old?
Take my word for it.
Wow.
Yeah, that means you're not old enough to be president.
No, I guess not. I suppose I'll have to give up the campaign.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, so am I.
Yes.
I was going to make a campaign promise that there'd be a rabbit in every pot.
What? He was just kidding.
Yeah, I was just kidding.
He was just kidding, buddy.
Just a joke, buddy.
Yeah, he probably meant a chicken
yeah,
in every pot.
That's right. What I meant, a
yeah,
chicken. Sorry.
Right.
Yeah, like what? Chicken Little.
Like Chicken Little?
Yeah, you remember Chicken Little. He's the one who said...
Oh, the one who said the sky is falling,
that's
right?
The one.
Yeah, no, no. No,
that's
wait, wait,
the
wait.
One. Oh, isn't that wonderful to be free at almost 35?
How come no matter where it starts, it always ends?
Everything's got to have a finish.
Here we go, Seth.
Karaoke.
What's up, dude?
I was working in a lab
late one night.
My eyes beheld
an eerie sight
for my monster from the...
And suddenly, to my surprise, he did a match.
He did
the master monster match. The monster match.
It was a grave night.
He did a match. It was con flesh. He did a match. Master monster match.
From my laboratory.
Laboratory.
Castle
East. Master bedroom there was the vampire's feast.
The ghouls all
ghouls
came
from
both
to get my
electrode.
They did the match. The monster match. The monster match. It was graveyard smash. Did a match.
Barney.
Did a match.
The zombies
were having fun.
The tennis shoes.
Begun.
The guests
included Wolfman,
Dracula,
and his son.
The scene was
walking,
the
sounds.
Igor
James,
the claim
the coffin bird bears
wife
of a groups
the crypt kicker
and played a match.
They played the
monster match.
They
did a monster graveyard smash
and
played a monster match.
Flesh.
They thought of a gun.
They
did a monster match.
Woo!
Trying a voice. Oh, baby. Just one thing.
Opened the lid.
Took his
head.
Said. Whatever happened. Did a twist. It's now the match. Did a monster match.
And it's a
graveyard smash. It's a match. Gone to flesh.
It's now the monster
match.
Now everything's cool.
Monster match.
It's hit
the land.
Living.
Living.
The smash.
Here's
for
you.
Get
to my door.
Don't
boy. Or send you.
Then you can
monster match.
The monster match.
And do my
graveyard
smash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Get on a flesh.
Then you can
match. Oh, on the mask. Oh, did a monster match. It was graveyard smash. The end. DJ Pass signing out.
We'll be right back. close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in tight. There is the velvet crust. It really does feel insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's a dream. Free me so you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under sedation.
Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
Well, I was walking down the street just to have a thing, when a snake of a guy gave me an evil wing. He shook on me up, he took me by surprise. He had a pickup track and the devil's eyes. He stared at me and I felt a change.
To the left. Put your hands on your hips.
sedation. You wanna feel at home, 'cause you belong.
Welcome to my breakdown. I hope I didn't scare you. That's just the way we are when we come down. We sweat and laugh and scream here, 'cause life is just a dream.
Welcome to my